Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, hour number three. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Joined again by the biggest rider in the gun culture. That would be Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Nice to be here.
I want to start with this one because I get this is what I'll get. I'll ask a friend of mine, hey, do you have a permit? Carry permit? They'll be like, no, Bill, because I don't want to be on the list. And I guess never mind that they've got a driver's license and have a smartphone and they vote and they've got a social security card. The permit is going to be what puts them over there. And you did an article called "Do Permits to Carry Equal Gun Registration." What did you find out with this?
Well, it's in a sense. First off, the answer is: do they equal gun registration? Is no, they don't. Because most states, nearly all of them, do not require any specific gun information with a carry permit.
Right.
In other words, you sign up to get a carry permit, you pass the required whatever, which may be just pay a fee, several states now don't even require a fee. But you just give them information and usually run it through a NICS check, National Instant Check, and they get, that you are not a felon, and they issue you a permit. And all it is a permit to carry. In some states, it's both open and concealed carry. Some states, it's only for concealed carry. But it doesn't have any information about what guns you own on it. So it's not the same as gun registration. Now, it is registration of a sort in the sense that you mentioned. You are on a list, and this list indicates that you have at least an interest in self-defense, and you might own a gun. Now, it doesn't clearly say you do, but as you so correctly mentioned, there are many, many, many other things that equally would indicate that you have an interest in a gun and might own a gun.
Sure.
That nobody thinks about. I mean, did you ever subscribe to a gun magazine? Have you ever been a member of the NRA or some other gun organization? Did you ever buy ammo with a credit card? Have you been on the web? Have you looked at gun sites? And all your viewing history on the web tends to be collected and kept and digitized and made available to the people who are willing to pay money for it. And to think that that information is not available to the government, I think, is a rather,
naive?
Naive. That's a very good word for it. Naive. And for those states, and there are two that I know of, California and New Jersey, where actual information about the gun is included with permit, they already require gun registration of handguns.
Sure.
So, you're not giving up anything extra there. They already have it. So the idea of being worried about getting a permit because you're on the list that indicates you might have a gun, I think it's just not very important in the scheme of things. Now, if you say you shouldn't have to get a permit in order to carry, well, I agree with you. It is an infringement. And, you know, do we have 24 states now that have constitutional carry where you don't need a permit to carry either openly or concealed? And there's a good chance we'll get 25, maybe 26 states in the next couple of weeks, as Nebraska and Georgia are both working on bills that are reasonably close. You know, there's probably 50-50 chance in each one that they'll go through and get constitutional carry. So then you don't have to get a permit if you don't want to. But permits are valuable for several reasons, not the least of which is reciprocity between states. And in about 25 states, that state permit allows you to purchase weapons without having to go through another NICS check. So there's reasons to have it. There's reasons to dislike it. But it's not the same as gun registration.
Well,
that's my take on it.
Well, I agree with your take on it. I mean, I think one of the things about permits is permits set up statistics. Like when the violence policy, either the Coalition Stop Gun Violence or Violence Policy Center wanted to do something called Texas Concealed Carriers. And so they did a survey of Texas of the concealed carry permits. And what they found out, instead of the fact that all these concealed carriers are just crazed desperados knocking off a liquor store every time they pass one on the way home, they found them to be more law-abiding than the cops in certain cases.
Mostly. I mean, in general, people with carry permits are very careful to be law-abiding. And this goes exactly against the whole theory of gun control, which is, well, the more people have guns, the more crimes they get.
Right.
And it just isn't so. I mean, it sounds sort of plausible when you just put it out there in a, you know, a dorm room discussion at college or something. Oh, you get more guns, you're going to have more crime. No, it really doesn't work that way.
Depends on who has them.
Well, that's right. And that's another thing in this progressive theory of gun control is they claim that it doesn't matter who has them. If anybody has them, things get worse. But it's just not true, and we have the data that shows that is not true. It depends very much who has them, and the people who abuse them are a very small minority of the population.
Right.
And if you can actually imprison those people or keep them from the rest of us, the crime rate goes down. There's just a tiny number of the people, at least in the U.S. and in much of the Western world, who are tend to commit really violent crime. Now, you know, people get in trouble for a number of reasons, but it's less than 0.5% of the population that commits something like over half the murders in just about any urban area. So it's the people who commit these violent crimes are very highly concentrated in a very small number of people. So it's not just everybody doing it.
Well, the other thing is that it's the same people doing it over and over again.
Exactly.
Because it's happening in areas where they have bail reform, where they have gun control, where they have DAs that are not prosecuting crime, and where they have a lot of Black Lives Matter Antifa activity.
Basically, you are correct. In these cities where they've instituted those types of policies, we've seen, I think it was just in the last year, in some of those cities, the murder rate has more than doubled.
Hang on, Dean. We're coming up on the break. We'll continue this when we get on the other side. I want to have this conversation with you. You can find Dean's stuff at MLN.com. It is the biggest website of its type on the planet. And Dean is the biggest writer there, which makes him the biggest gun culture, gun business writer on the planet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten, and we just had started a conversation. I want to ask you a question. Do we have any data? Has John Lott done it, or have you seen it anywhere, where they have compared the Giffords Foundation's A-rated gun control cities with crime?
I've seen some articles. I haven't seen a scientific study of it. And part of the problem is that cities tend to have more crime. But not all cities have more crime. And I think there's a sort of a structural problem here in the United States, in that our police forces are beholden to the city administration.
Right.
They're not a separate entity like a sheriff's office is in a rural county. And so the police force does what the political structure in the city want it to do. So if you have a corrupt political structure, you're going to have a police force that does what they say. And we've seen this in New York. We've seen it in New Jersey. We've seen it in New Orleans and in other places. And so you have a very difficult time for that police force holding the political powers that be to account. And so naturally, and this has been noted, oh gosh, from the Romans on at least, cities tend to be more corrupt and have more crime than other places. And so, but then, you know what we've seen in just the last couple of years, and it's so obvious that anybody looking at it can see it. You don't need a scientific study. When you remove the deterrent power of police from bad neighborhoods, they really go hog wild with crime. And when they don't have to worry about being arrested or anybody patrolling the neighborhood, you get your violent crime just skyrocket. And that is what we have seen in places like some of the worst, or Baltimore, Chicago, Milwaukee. Oh, gosh, there's bunches of them. Let's see, probably, I don't know about Cleveland. I'd have to look at the numbers. But there are several cities, like in San Francisco and in Seattle and Portland. I think those are very clear cases where there aren't police. Police have basically said, we're not going to Minneapolis, another one. If you are going to prosecute us for doing our jobs, or if we have to fear every time we get out of the car, if we try to interact with somebody or arrest somebody, that we could be sued or criminally charged, we're not going to do it. We'll just go out and we'll let things happen. And I think that is what is being played out in most of these cities. And I think the voters in those cities are becoming aware of it and are saying, well, this isn't what we wanted. You know, we wanted unicorns. We wanted, everything to be wonderful without any cost, but it isn't working. And that, I don't think we've seen any place.
Isn't that a remarkable degree of naivete on these people's parts?
It is. I think it is. And part of the problem is that, you know, we are an extremely successful society, probably the most successful society that's ever existed on the face of the earth, particularly in the United States. We've had essentially peace and prosperity for over 100 years with almost no combat on United States soil since about 1870 or 65, you know, after the war between the states, or the Civil War, whichever you want to call it. And so we've kind of become complacent, I think. We think that's the natural state of affairs.
Right.
When it is a very rare state indeed.
Yeah.
Just as the people of Ukraine found out quite recently.
Yeah. So, I was talking to Rob Morris about this in the last segment. I think we're on the verge of a great, with all of this inflation, with gas prices, with the perceived food shortages, the supply chain issues, people not working, this kind of thing. I think we're poised here in the United States for a great, shall we say, clarity. Because I was reading today, and I also mentioned this last hour, I was reading today to where the Democrats have figured out they probably need to jettison their whole victim ID politics scheme that they use all the time. Because it isn't working.
Yeah, some of them think that, but they have no idea how to do it. Because they're activists, the people who make up the activists in the party and who work really hard to hold them to account won't hear anything of it.
Right.
I mean, it has become, strange as it might seem, the core of their philosophy. And, you know, how do you get rid of the core of your philosophy? Well, you know, if you're a politician, which doesn't have any core, it's not that hard. You just switch. But to somebody who's based their life on this, I would say, erroneous belief system, because they haven't been held to account, because we live in an extremely prosperous, peaceful, and incredibly easy to get along in society. And so they think, well, that unicorns are real and you don't really have, if you print a bunch of money, there will be no consequences to it because it's modern monetary theory.
Right.
You know, if you remove the police from a bad neighborhood, there won't be any bad consequences because the police are the problem.
Right.
The criminal. And, you know, if all the prosperity in the country happened because we stole it from somebody else, even though we're the most prosperous country on earth, you know, how did we steal from poor people and become prosperous? I mean, there's a lack of logic to much of their thought, and much of it is based on envy and hatred and self-doubt. And I would say a lack of ethics and no belief in God.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the next break. You can find the article that led to this at MLN.com. Go to all contributors. Look to your left, and there will be Dean's name. Click on that. It is second row down if you want to take a look at it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FDA is authorizing a second COVID-19 booster shot for people ages 50 and up. The agency making the change after previously okaying a second booster for immunocompromised individuals at least 12 years old. Dr. Marty McCrary says, where's the science behind the fourth shot?
There's no real data that the fourth dose is reducing the risk of hospitalization. What it does is it takes an infection that's inevitable in the population, and it transiently gives you protection for a couple months. And with Omicron, that protection goes down to 11, 13, 16% after 3 to 6 months.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. President Biden has signed a bill making lynching a federal hate crime for the first time. Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the bill is long overdue. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new report says more funding is needed for COVID-19.
The New York Times is reporting doctors and other health care providers have lost the ability to get reimbursed for testing and treating uninsured patients for the coronavirus. The Biden administration's Coronavirus Reimbursement Fund, which previously covered as many as 31.2 million uninsured Americans, has been devastated by a lack of sufficient funds. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Conference Board Consumer Confidence Index shows that consumers are feeling a little more confident about the economy in March. The index rising slightly after declining in January and February. The board noting inflation continues to weigh high on consumers' short-term outlook for income and business conditions. It also cited a softening in purchasing intentions for big-ticket items like cars due to rising interest rates. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed. Check him out, DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Let's go look at this Floridian Republican Senator Wilson Simpson. He wants to become the agricultural commissioner of Florida, and for whatever reason they designed this way, he's also would be administering the concealed weapons permit system.
Right. And I actually thought that was a good decision on the part of Florida politicians when they did it. I thought the idea of having the permit system administered by essentially what is a neutral party, somebody who's neither voted for it or against it or lobbied for it or against it. I mean, police or state police systems often lobby for or against this, and they often feel they have, you know, a hand in the game. So I thought having it administered by a neutral party, which is what has happened in Florida, was pretty good. And I think that overall was true up until the latest agricultural commissioner, who is a very partisan anti-gun Democrat, had worked out pretty well. Now, what we have here is that Wilton Simpson is the current president of the Senate. And he is going to leave the Senate to run as agricultural commissioner. Now, he worked in favor of passing a gun control bill which was in response to the Marjorie Stoneman High School mass murder that happened a couple of years earlier. And in 2018, he voted for that gun control measure, and he was excoriated by Marion Hammer. Marion Hammer is the president of the United Sportsmen's Federation, I think it is, a national, which is an affiliate of the NRA, but is a powerful political force in Florida. Oh, United Sportsmen's of Florida. That's what the F stands for. Anyway, and so Marion Hammer is a legend for Second Amendment supporters in Florida. She is the one who pushed through the shall issue concealed carry bill in 1987. She's in her 80s now, but she still appears to be very sharp. So she was she excoriated Simpson in 2018. Well, now he's running for agricultural commission, which would take him out of the Senate. And she's saying, well, he's a great guy to run the agricultural commission, and she is giving him her endorsement. So does that make sense? Well, I don't know. You have, Hammer is just brilliant when it comes to state politics in Florida. Now, is it possible that she's saying, well, this is a way we can get this guy who's been an obstruction to get open carry and constitutional carry out of the Senate? Well, maybe, but there's also term limits in Florida. So I think he'd be getting out of the Senate in a couple of years anyway. So it's hard to know if that's what she's trying to do or if she's trying to gain some other advantage. No, she might have a pretty good idea of who will replace him in the Senate, who might become Senate president. It's really hard to say. But it's not like he has been a blatant anti-Second Amendment type either. He's been a, you know, kind of squishy pro-Second Amendment type who, when he gets enough pressure applied to him, will sway with the wind one way or another. And there was a lot of pressure applied to try to pass something, anything, and this is how we get really bad law, after the mass murder at the high school there. So I have become kind of neutral on this. I don't know whether it's better to, you know, oppose him as a punishment for not doing exactly what people wanted him to do on Second Amendment issues all the time, even though he was fairly good on a lot of issues some of the time? Or do we say let's try to maintain some goodwill and have influence on him, and he's probably going to run the permit system really well. I mean, he's a fan of the permit system. And we also get him out of the Senate, maybe get a better Senate president? It's really hard to know.
So, is this guy a decent Second Amendment proponent or no, in your opinion?
Well, I think he's squishy. I think he realizes as a Republican he has to support the Second Amendment, and he does, but if he gets enough political pressure put on him, he'll bend. And I don't think it's a binary. I think most politicians are not driven by principle. Most are driven by how they think it'll affect them.
Yes.
What are their concerns? Will they get reelected? Will they lose votes? And now we do have some that I think are good Second Amendment proponents. I think the Nebraska State Senator Tom Brewer is driven by principle. He wants to get constitutional carry through. And, you know, there's term limits there in Nebraska, too, and he wants to get it accomplished while he's in the Senate. I don't think that's the case with Wilton Simpson. I think he's sort of generally in favor of Second Amendment, but he doesn't want to go out on a limb too far. And, you know, if he gets pressure from interest groups, he'll bend. That's
right.
That's what I think is going on.
Okay. I was just wondering about that. It's bad enough for the Democrats. You know, the Democrat right now, the Democrats are out there. Nancy Pelosi's like, well, when they take over the House, we're going to lose our democracy. We already lost it, lady. You guys stole it in 2020. You stole it. I don't want to hear that out of you.
I mean, the hypocrisy is amazing.
Yeah. But when we have Republicans, like we saw this in Indiana with that Senate president that was out there,
right.
She was out there manipulating things. And if we're going to have it, if there's going to be a difference between the two parties, they got to stop acting like the uniparty.
Well, I agree. Now, I will say that in Indiana, Senator Brown, she just seemed to hate the idea of constitutional carry. I mean, she just hated it. And she voted against it at the end, and she did everything she could do to kill it. Now, I would say with Simpson, you can make a distinction. He doesn't hate constitutional carry. He's just not willing to really work for it.
Right. Well, I mean, this guy Simpson. This guy Simpson in Florida, he's like, if a constitutional carry bill gets to the Senate floor and it's heard on the Senate floor, I would vote yes. I would support that on the floor. But how do you get it on the floor there, Senator?
Exactly. And he's the president of the Senate. If anybody can influence whether it gets to the floor or not, it's him.
Right.
So, yeah, I can see where people say, look, this guy is squishy. He isn't sincere. We need to punish him. I understand that. On the other hand, I say, well, we get rid of him and get somebody else in there, and I don't know if it helps us to punish him for the Agricultural Commission.
Right.
Maybe. I don't know.
Hang on for me, if you will, Dean. We're coming up on the next break. Like all articles that we're talking about, these are the latest articles that Dean has had published at amaland.com. Go to all contributors. Look for Dean's name. There it is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the Legal Helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Time on the firing line.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com. Now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. We have been talking to Dean Weingarten, and as we fade away into this evening, I'm going to leave this up to you, sir. What would you like to discuss?
Well, let's talk a bit about what is going on in Nebraska with the attempt, a very significant and plausible attempt to get constitutional carry passed in Nebraska. I was able to talk to one of the staff of Senator Tom Brewer, Richard Clark, who was very knowledgeable about what is going on there, deep in the details of the possibility of passage. And one thing became clear is that Senator Brewer has been seriously invested in passing constitutional carry in Nebraska for the entire 6 years he's been in office. And he'll only be in office, I think, two more years. And this is an excellent chance to pass it because the momentum is with constitutional carry right now. But Nebraska has a very, it's a unique system in the United States. It's a unicameral legislature. It only has one chamber,
right,
which they call the Senate. But you would think having only one chamber would make it easy to pass laws because it only has to pass one chamber. But when they designed their unicameral legislature, which they did in the 30s, it was part of the Depression era passage, and the guy who passed it just hated two chamber legislatures. He was a dynamic and guy who pushed hard and he managed to get through. And so he put in some safeguards to make it harder to pass laws there. And the way that it works out is that a bill in Nebraska has to pass three votes, which can be filibustered. There's a general file vote that can be filibustered. They have 49 senators. If 17 of those are against it, they can stop the bill. So that's not such an incredible thing, because there's filibusters at other places, but that's not all. Not only is there that possibility for one, just a fraction over one-third of the senators stopping a bill at the general file, but then it goes to a select file vote, and the same thing happens. They get another chance at getting 17 senators together to stop the bill. Alternatively, they have to have 33 to pass it. And they do it by stopping the filibuster with a cloture vote. And I'm simplifying things a little bit. And then there's a third opportunity to stop it with a third of the senators, which is called the final vote. So it's past the first one. It's past the general one, which is considered to be the most difficult one to do. And the speaker there is named Mike Hilgers. And, you know, as anybody who's in charge of a legislative chamber, he has a lot of power. And he is very much in favor of getting constitutional carry, the constitutional carry bill there through. And it shows, because they were able to get it passed the general session with 33 votes, and then three more people signed on and changed their vote to for it after it passed. And so they have to get the votes for two more, pass two more filibusters, and you'd think, well, they got them once, they can get them again. Maybe. But it turns out that the Omaha Police Officers Association want to keep their requirement to register handguns in Omaha. Now, we often see, not often, but there are some cities that have cutouts for special gun legislation in their city. New York City is famous. Philadelphia, Denver, all have special cutouts where they are able to get away with violating what would be state law otherwise. And Omaha wants, the Omaha Police Officers Association, I have been told, wants the same thing. They currently have the requirement to register handguns in Omaha, and they use that as a kind of a May issue kind, well, not quite like May issue, but basically they use various procedural things to keep people they don't want have to register a gun to register. Now, Nebraska has made that a little bit better in that if you get a concealed carry permit in Nebraska, Omaha cannot require registration. So that's already in law. But what this bill would do, it would, in the original format, it has blanket reciprocity and, not blanket reciprocity, preemption, so that Omaha laws would all be struck down. And you wouldn't have to register a handgun in Omaha, whether you had the carry permit or not. But the Mike Hilger, who's the speaker, had tried to get blanket preemption through twice in 2015 and 2017, and both times it failed by one vote, and the thought was that one vote was swayed by the Omaha Police Officers Association. So now Senator Brewer has offered up an amendment to get around the Police Officer Association. It would allow registration in Omaha, but a very limited registration, and they have to allow anybody who is qualified to own a handgun register, and they can't stop them, and that's the current situation we're in. And all of that should be coming up for a vote probably tomorrow or Thursday and Friday. They don't schedule these select file votes way far in advance. It's up to the speaker, and so you won't know until about a day in advance. But because they're up against time limits, the best odds are probably Thursday and Friday that it'll be coming up for a vote this week in Nebraska. And that's what's going on with Nebraska and constitutional carry. I think it'd be worth passing it even with the amendment.
Well, Let's hope they get it through. Let's hope they get it through. I mean, they sound like they've got the same kind of crazy quilt patchwork that the gun control activists like to activate. It's a little bit like East Germany in some cases.
Yeah, it's kind of, or, you know, like we've talked about how Illinois and New York and other places have, like Denver. You can't, I believe the way the law is read right now, you can't open carry in Denver without a permit. But the rest of the state can't in Colorado.
Okay.
So yeah, that's what we see. And of course, the people who don't want anyone to have guns like the idea of having a crazy quilt of regulations so you can never tell whether you're legal or not unless you carry a code book with you and say, if I'm on this side of the sidewalk, it's legal, but if I'm on that side of the sidewalk, it's not. And so that's why we have preemption in almost every state of some kind
right.
or another.
Right. Yeah. All right. Let's hope that happens. Here in South Carolina, we just had to slap around the capital city. They tried to buck preemption themselves. But in any event, I'll be here Friday. Might you be?
I intend to be.
Very good, sir.
Very good.
Very good. We didn't talk about my favorite topic, but maybe it'll be published by Friday. We can only hope.
There's a good chance.
Very good chance. So, are they finally getting past the log jam they used to have?
I think so. I see the articles being published on a very regular basis. I think they're doing a good job.
Well, very good. Thank you for joining me tonight.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Thank you. As for everybody else, back again in 21 hours between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.